Want to greet each one in Jesus' name and want to welcome each one to this part of the service. It's been good to be here. I very much enjoyed the singing this morning, and that first song we sang has got some beautiful phrases in there about our Lord that it just does good to just think about it. Also appreciated very much the thoughts in the devotional on being a disciple and a rabbi. And the kind of teacher that Jesus was. Very interesting. So if you schoolboys and girls think that you have a heavy load, think back. Maybe not quite so heavy as you thought. This morning I'd like to think a little bit about something that is really important to a lot of people, and that's deer hunting. Is there anybody that was a serious deer hunter this year that didn't see a deer, period? You were out there in the woods and you just didn't see one. Anybody didn't see anything? Okay? Not a thing. You know, when I first started deer hunting, almost 50 years ago, that was not at all unusual. You know, if somebody saw one, they reported it to everybody. I saw. Somebody saw two doe, and we weren't even allowed to shoot does back then. It was only bucks. But we looked for signs. We looked for tracks, rubs, area where they might have been, and we hoped that we would get one. Now, I know a lot of you guys shot deer this year, and a lot of you did more than one. Some of you did more than one. And it's just not uncommon at all for you to go out there and see it. But there's one thing that has to happen still today that had to happen back then. You had to be able to connect. You had to be able to shoot straight. I don't think anybody just randomly shot and hoped to get one and sprayed lead out there and dangerously, but you did. And so even though times are much better, and they're better not because of you, but they're better because somebody did a good job in managing. And so the deer herd today is much bigger than it was 50 years ago. And so today you get the benefit of that for somebody else's work and labor for that. And it wasn't me. But there's so many things that we get a benefit from. And I'd like to invite your attention to Psalms 119. And I don't know who wrote this psalm. Many of the psalms were written by David, but I read someplace that they think the song may be attributed to Ezra in the Bible, the prophet Ezra, as a scribe. And each one of these phrases, each one of these sections is a letter in the Hebrew alphabet, and we don't have them designated that way for us, but each of these sections were a letter, and it started every verse, every sentence in this phrase started with the same letter. So it has been lost a little bit in translation, but it's still worthwhile for us today. But I'd like to look at that second section where it says Bet. That's the second letter in the Hebrew alphabet. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. O, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, and teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. I'd just like to think about that short section there for a little bit. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto, according to thy word. Now, Matt told us this morning that for those that were in school, they learned the entire Torah, and he made one mistake, and that is the teacher wouldn't ask him what chapter and verse it was because it wasn't divided into chapters and verses. He could maybe start a sentence and they would have to finish it out. So you'd have to say, when the rich young ruler asked Jesus a question, Jesus said, what does the law say? He didn't say chapter and verse. He just said, you know, and then the ruler recited that. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. What's the greatest commandment? You know, that's what he said. And they had to know that. And that part hasn't changed, you know. The part of knowing God, you know, like Ezra did, that's the thing that kept him from sin. That's the thing that kept him going the right direction. That's what kept him being successful in his relationship with God, was pursuing that right kind of thing. You can't be a deer hunter and just sit in your vehicle all day and listen to your music. You know, and you can't be a Christian by not pursuing a relationship with God. And so that's what he's saying here. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. You know, one of the things that the writer of this book didn't have, and that is he didn't have the Bible as we have it here, neatly categorized in chapter and verse. That is something that is a blessing to us. But he didn't have that. But his pursuit of a relationship with God and making those things precious was important to him, as it should be to us. Just like, this is what we have. This is how we find God. It's not God. But this is how we find God in his word and make it a part of our life. And this is what we can do. Now, simply just memorizing scripture is not going to put you in a relationship with God. But it does put you in a good place. But that's not the only thing. If you read many stories about Mark Twain, you know that he won a Sunday school contest by memorizing the most verses, but he didn't really apply them in his heart. And so, that's what the Word wants to do is it just wants to be seed, and it wants to bring fruit in our lives. So that's why I think it's so important, this verse 11, that is such a common verse, and yet it's so uncommonly done. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. And I think that is a tremendous asset that we have today that we should take advantage of, is to memorize the word and be able to meet temptation with the word of God. And just like Jesus did when the devil came to him, every time the devil had a temptation, he met it with the word of God. And that's the privilege we have, because we have it right here. We have it in so many ways. And so let's make verse 16 our verse. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Let's Bow our heads for prayer.